Your taxes hold the key.
Tax Administration Jamaica is advising that the deadline to file final income tax returns for year of assessment 2017 and estimated income and asset tax returns for year of assessment 2018 has been extended until Saturday, March 24, 2018. Business owners, self-employed persons, partnerships, companies, and employed individuals with other sources of income or multiple employment will now have until then to file their returns before the interest and penalties are applied. Select tax offices will open on Saturday, March 24, to accommodate the extension. Taxpayers should file on or before the extended deadline to avoid the $5,000 monthly penalty charged for late returns, which will be applied on March 25. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
On this week's Get the Facts, we tell you about Jamaica's new area code. Area codes are geographically designated numbers that allow the assignment of telephone numbers based on where you are located. It is the three-digit number that comes before your personal seven-digit telephone number. Before Jamaica had its own 876, we shared the area code 809 with other Caribbean territories because at that time, demand for numbers was not very high. In 1996, Jamaica requested and received its own area code in response to increased demand for numbers. Public education specialist at the Office of Utilities Regulation, OUR, Elizabeth Bennett Marsh, says as time goes by and the demand for new numbers increases, an additional area code becomes necessary. She also says it's not uncommon for a country to have multiple area codes.
It's not always common. For example, in Jamaica, in the Caribbean, we will perhaps be the only country in the Caribbean to have two area codes, and that's because of the heavy demand for numbers. But you do have countries where within the country, by states or whatever, you do have multiple area codes. For example, in New York, you have more than one area code. So even if you're calling your neighbor, you are dialing the full 10-digit number.
Mrs. Bennett Marsh says, a few years ago with the introduction of another telephone company, numbers were going so fast they were running out. The OUR, which is responsible for numbering in Jamaica and for allocating numbers to the companies in the telecommunications sector, decided to take action.
We saw where in another few years we could easily have run out of numbers. And so we asked for, because we have to apply for an area code through the North American Numbering Planning Administration that's based in North America. When Claro was acquired by Digicel, that kind of put a wane on the demand for numbers, but we still were going through with it because we figured that in another few years, we will still have a need for that.
Jamaica now has an additional area code, 658, which will be used after all the numbers under the 876 area code have been used up. So, since there will be a new area code, what happens if someone should use it to dial your number? Tune in to this station at the same time next week to find out more as we explore 10-digit dialing. What would you like to get the facts on? Send feedback to radio@jis.gov.jm. Connect with us at JIS News on Twitter, Instagram at JIS Voice, and interact with us on Facebook at Jamaica Information Service. That's it for this week's edition of Get the Facts. I'm Twyla Whelan, inviting you to join us again next time for more.
The Jamaica Constabulary Force Choir and Band in concert under the baton of DSP Winston Woolcock, Music Master, and ASP Heston Booth, Choir Director, at the Webster Memorial Church, 53 Halfway Tree Road, on Sunday, March 25 at 5 p.m. For further information, call 476-6053.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.